Welcome to One to Another with Dr. Pete Pavelic on today's edition of One to Another.
You see, if you take the direction of easy, it's not going to get you to the destination you want to end up at in any area of life. This is why the devil always puts easy in front of us. It's why he puts the wide, easy road right in front of us. Because he knows we love easy, and if we see an easy way, we're prone to take it. But what did Jesus say? Matthew 7, 13 and 14, enter through the narrow gate. That doesn't sound easy. For the gate is wide and the road broad. Now that sounds easy. But where does that path lead? Well, it leads to destruction.
Do you avoid hard things in life? Today, Pastor Pete will teach listeners that following Jesus is not always easy. But Jesus promises to give us the strength required. Almost everything in life that is desirable will take some difficulty to acquire. The world wants to present easier paths to everything, but the Lord knows that growth often takes time. Don't avoid the less traveled path. Jesus said that few will take the narrow way, but it is the one that leads to righteousness and salvation. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Pete, or help support this program, go to onetoanotherradio.org. Now let's join Pastor Pete in the book of Proverbs chapter 7 as he continues part 2 of his message, Determinative Direction.
You remember what Solomon said near the end of the chapter? He said, don't stray into her paths. She's going to lead you to a bad place, and ultimately you're going to descend to the chambers of death. Arrogance, pride, selfishness, overconfidence, being conceited, whatever you want to call it, these things are quick ways to find yourself on the wrong path in life. If you don't believe me, adults, think of it this way. Approach your marriage with arrogance, and don't be surprised when you end up in divorce. It's a path, and once you get on it, if you don't get off of it, it goes to the same place. Approach your finances with arrogance. And don't be surprised when you end up broke. That's what the destination is. Approach your career or your boss or your supervisor with arrogance. And don't be surprised when you end up unemployed. Because that's the destination. Approach your relationship with God with arrogance. And don't be surprised when you end up on your knees humbled. Because that's the destination. Your direction, more than anything else, determines your destination. And if you choose this direction, you're not going to end up where you want to be. The Word of God has much to say about this destination, about this issue of arrogance. Proverbs actually has a lot to say about it. Since we're here, we'll stay here. Proverbs 16:5, everyone with a proud heart is detestable to the Lord. Be assured, he will not go unpunished. Jump down to verse 18 of Proverbs 16, and it says this, pride comes before destruction, and an arrogant spirit before a fall. Is that the path you want to be on? Is that the destination you want to end up at? It's something we all know to be true. It's something we've seen in the life of somebody else, but it's hard to see it when it's happening to us. We know that the direction of arrogance never leads to a good destination, but so many times we have trouble spotting it in our own lives. And so if we don't listen to the wisdom of the people around us who are saying, hey, you're getting on the wrong path here, we're prone to get on this path and stay on it until it reaches its destination, which is never good. There's a very clear warning about the dangers of arrogance. In Proverbs 26:12, do you see a person who is wise in his own eyes, a know-it-all? Somebody who's arrogant, somebody the rules don't apply to, the principles of God don't apply to, because they're different. Well, there's more hope for a fool, he says, than for him. Yikes. That's rough, but it's right. It's true. When we allow our arrogance to cause us to become wise in our own eyes, we're in trouble. And we're on a path that doesn't lead to anything good. And you're about to see that's exactly what happens to the guy in our passage. He thought he knew it all, but in reality, the older, much wiser Solomon could see that the path he was starting down was a bad one. So before we move on, let me just tell you how to avoid this, how to avoid the wrong paths in your life. I want to do that with every point in this message. You have to know that you don't know. Approach everything in life humbly and with an open mind and an open heart. Be teachable. At every stage and age of your life, have a teachable spirit, a teachable heart, and just a teachableness about you. Even if you're the expert in the matter and you've been doing it for 30 years, be open to learn something new every day. Listen to counsel. Consider the options. Even if you've been married for 50 years, don't get arrogant in that and think it's a sure thing. Be teachable every single day, especially if you're a man. Be teachable. She's not done with you yet. Pray to God. Ask God to guide you and direct you. Be teachable every time you come to the Word, even if you've been reading it for 80 or 90 years. Say, God, I want to learn something new from you today. Be willing to admit that you don't know everything and you need help and direction no matter what area of life you're in. Because if you don't, the direction of arrogance will sneak up on you and it'll put you on a path you don't want to be on. And your direction determines your destination. Here's the next thing we see. I call it the direction of darkness. The direction of darkness. If the path you are walking on requires you to do it in the darkness or the shadows, it's probably not the right path. You're probably going the wrong direction and you're on the wrong path, and that path is eventually going to put you at a destination you don't want to be at if you're on a path that you're only willing to walk in the darkness. Go back to the story with me and look at verse 7. I saw among the inexperienced and I noticed among the youths a young man lacking sense. Crossing the street near her corner, he strolled down the road to her house at twilight in the evening, in the dark of night. Are you starting to get a bad feeling about this situation? You should be, because this young man does not seem to understand or realize that he's not on a good path. And he's chosen to go out at night for a reason. But it seems even more obvious because whatever he's about to do, he felt he had to do it under the cover of darkness. I have a general rule in my life, and I think it's a good general rule that everybody should apply to their life. It's this: if you can't do it in the daylight, you don't need to do it at all. If you can't do it in the daylight, you don't need to do it at all. And I don't just mean like you can only do stuff when the sun's up. I'm using light here kind of figuratively. What I mean by that is, if I'm not willing to tell my wife about it, I don't need to do it, right? If I would be embarrassed if my kids saw me doing it, or if I had to tell my kids what I did, then I don't need to be doing it. If I would be ashamed if my mom found out I was doing it, or if I thought my dad was gonna come over and beat me up if he found out I was doing it, I don't need to do it. If you have to hide whatever you're doing from your friends or your family or people who love you, if you have to hide whatever you're doing from people who God has put in your life to hold you accountable, then that's a clear sign you're on the wrong path. You're going the direction of darkness, and that always leads to a very dark destination. What did Jesus say in John chapter 8? Jesus spoke to them again, "I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will never walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life." Church, we're not people of the night. We're people of the light in Christ. The light of Christ lives inside of you and inside of me. Therefore, we should not be dwelling and dealing in the shadows and the darkness. I really like what Jesus says in John chapter 11, verse 9. "Aren't there 12 hours in a day?" Jesus answered, "If anyone walks during the day, he doesn't stumble because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks during the night, he does stumble because the light is not in him." If you're only willing to walk the path at night, if you're only willing to dwell on that path at night in the darkness, then you're sure to be on the wrong path, and you're sure to be on a path that's going to make you stumble and fall. It's a dangerous path, and it's going to lead you to a very dark destination. If the path that you are on is shady, get off of it. Always keep that in mind whenever you're examining the paths of your life. Is this a path I only want to be on in the darkness? If so, it's not the right path. Let me tell you why. It's because of this. The dark path is a dangerous path. If you enter a dark path, you're automatically on a dangerous path that's leading you to a dark and dangerous destination. And your direction, more than anything else in life, determines your destination and where you're going to end up. And you don't want to end up where that dark path is going to take you. Finally, let's look at what I call the direction of ease. And we're going to learn a lot more about the different directions this young man took and how it applies to our life. But we're going to close with this one today. The direction of ease. How many of you would give an amen in agreement to the following statement? The easy way is not generally the best way. You've learned that lesson? Have you ever thought something was going to be easy? It was going to be simple? Have you ever thought something was a sure thing? Are those not the things that always turn out to be the biggest wrecks in your life? You want to know why? Because the direction or the path of easy and ease is almost always the wrong path. And it will almost always lead you to the wrong destination. If you don't believe me, think about it. What would happen? What would happen, just practically speaking, what would happen if you only did the easy things in your marriage? If you never did anything that was hard in your marriage? If you said, you know what, I'm only going to do what's easy, what would happen? What would happen if you only did the easy things with money? If you only did the easy things with your finances? Well, we don't have to imagine it. We can just look at our country and look at Congress, and you can see what happens if you never make a hard decision or a hard choice. What would happen at your job if you just said, you know what, I'm going to go to work, but I'm only going to do the easy stuff. If it's hard, I'm just not going to do it. What about with your kids? How do you think your kids would turn out if you only did the easy things? If you never disciplined them, if you never sat down and talked with them and had hard conversations, what do you think your kids would end up like if you only did the easy thing? What about your spiritual walk? How would your relationship with God be if you only did the easy stuff? You know, like, oh, I'm just going to go to church, Christmas and Easter, sit back, kick back, watching my pajamas at home online. I'm not going to read my Bible. I'm not going to get in a small group. I'm not going to dive in, dig in. I'm not going to allow God to change me. I mean, I'm going to go and listen, but I'm not going to apply it to my life. No, oh, golly, that's hard. I'm not going to change anything. Do you think spiritually that's going to get you to the destination you really want to be at? What about your physical health? What if you only do the easy stuff? You never do the hard stuff. You see, if you take the direction of easy, it's not going to get you to the destination you want to end up at in any area of life. This is why the devil always puts easy in front of us. It's why he puts the wide, easy road right in front of us. Because he knows we love easy, and if we see an easy way, we're prone to take it. But what did Jesus say? Matthew 7, 13 and 14, enter through the narrow gate. That doesn't sound easy. For the gate is wide and the road broad. Now that sounds easy. But where does that path lead? Well, it leads to destruction, according to Jesus. And there are many who go through that path, that easy road. Verse 14, how narrow is the gate and difficult the road. Well, that doesn't sound easy. But where does that path lead? Well, it leads to life. But only a few find it because, well, it's not easy. Do you see what Jesus is saying here? The path you choose matters, and it's going to determine your destination. And if you're stuck on easy, if you're saying the easy road's the only road I'm ever going to walk, you can be almost 100% certain that it's the wrong road. If the road or path you're on is easy, that should probably get your attention. And you should probably take notice and say, you know what, this may not be taking me to the place I want to go. Look at Proverbs 7 with me. Let's start in verse 8 where we left off. It says, crossing the street near her corner, he strolled down the road to her house at twilight in the evening and the dark of night, the direction of darkness. A woman came to meet him dressed like a prostitute, having a hidden agenda. She's loud and defiant. Her feet do not stay at home. Now the streets, now the squares. She lurks at every corner. She grabs him and kisses him. Young men, can I just tell you something? If she's that easy, she ain't right. If she's that easy, it's the wrong path. And it's going to take you to the wrong destination. Solomon, he could see it. He's older, he's wiser. Hopefully you can see it. Hindsight's always 20/20. It's easy to read about it. We look at this and we go, man, that looks way too easy. Well, it is. And the easy path is not the right path. But this young man, here's the problem. This young man can't see it because he's too excited. He's pumped up. This is his dream come true. This is his fantasy right in front of his face. And he's ready to embrace it and walk down that path. I want to encourage you, if your path is easy, be cautious and be careful. Because that easy path might not take you where you want to go. It's not going to take this guy where he wants to go. I see people all the time doing easy and doing convenient things. I'm guilty. I've done easy things in my life. I'm not immune to any of this stuff we're talking about. I'm not trying to tell you I'm perfect. I'm certainly not. But I can tell you, I learned pretty early on in life that if I wanted to get to the destination I had in mind, the destination God had for me, I was going to have to do hard things. I was going to have to make sacrifices. We were going to have to struggle when we were young. We were going to have to do things God's way, which wasn't going to be easy. But I can tell you, after being in ministry as long as I have, I've seen a lot of people doing easy for a long time. And they're on the path of easy, and they can't figure out that this isn't going to be the right destination. I'll just give you a few examples. I'm not trying to beat anybody up. But I see people all the time doing easy with their money, with their finances. You know what's easy with money? Credit cards. Swipe it. It's plastic. Go on vacation on your credit card. Who cares if it's 15% interest? Buy your Christmas presents with your credit cards. Who cares if it takes you till next November to pay last Christmas off? You know what's easy? Car payments. Divide it up. Get you a new car every 3 or 4 years. The problem is that path leads you to poverty. It leads you to being upside down on your car. It leads you to a place where you're 60 or 70 years old and you don't own anything in life because you've made payments on everything your whole life. You know what's easy? You get to 60 or 70 and somebody calls you on the phone and says, hey, we got a great deal for you. Let's do a reverse mortgage on your house. And it's easy and people sign up for them all day, every day. But it's not a good path for you or those who are going to inherit whatever you have. But it's easy. And because you've done easy your whole life with money and you've ended up at a certain destination, you have no choice but to make another easy choice, or at least that's what you think. I'm telling you guys, I've seen three men drain their entire retirement accounts for some 20-year-old bombshell who lives in Russia who sent them a message on Facebook. All three of them ended up sending over $500,000 to her. Never saw her, never met her. Probably not even a real person. I told all three of them the same thing when they came in to talk to me about it. All three of them, in one way or another, I'm not a very good counselor. I've told y'all that before. If you want good counsel, don't come to me. Because I just tell you just like it is. I looked at all three of them and I said, now what do you think a bomb like that, this beautiful Russian woman, what do you think she wants with a wrinkled 85-year-old like you? What do you have to offer her? Just your money. And when it's gone, so will she. And sure enough, when the money ran out, guess what? The messages stopped coming. Those sweet phone calls at 2 a.m. quit coming. Because he or she, who knows, got whatever they wanted and they were gone. It was an easy path, but it was the wrong one. I see people all the time doing easy with their marriage. Can I just tell you, marriage isn't easy. If you want to do something easy, don't get married. But I see people all the time doing easy with their marriage. And you know what that results in? You know the destination? Divorce. I see people all the time doing easy with their business, getting shady with their business deals, doing things out on the fringe morally, letting their integrity go just so they can make that deal and get a little more money and buy that whatever next thing they want. They get on that path of easy, and it takes them to a destination they don't want to be. I see people doing easy with their friendships. I see people doing easy with their kids. It's like all we want is easy. We're just conditioned to easy, easy, easy. And can I just tell you, easy never takes you where you want to go. And people look at me and they say I'm old school and they say I'm old fashioned and they make fun of me for driving a 2005 Toyota with over 340,000 miles on it. It hadn't been easy, but it's been fine. I drive it all over the country. Still gets me there. Only had to pull over once and get towed. Wasn't that bad. And that's why I've become extremely suspicious and suspect of easy. When I see something that's easy, I automatically go, I don't know if that's a path I want to go down. Because it seems like everybody who goes down the easy path ends up getting destroyed. And I'll tell you why. Because the easy path is often the evil path. It may not look like that when you take your first steps down it, but the further down it you get, the more you come to realize it's not the path you want to be on. The easy path is often the evil path. So be very, very careful and never forget that your direction, more than anything else, determines your destination. The path you choose is a path, and there's already a destination at the end of it. And that destination is not going to change because of who you are, what you are, where you are in life. No matter how much knowledge or money or wealth or good looks or charm or whatever else you think you've got, no, the destination is the destination. Examine the path. And if it's easy, be suspect.
The message you heard today was just one from a series that's sure to bring you to a place of thinking and processing what you listen to. As Pastor Pete taught through the Bible in a meaningful way, what are some things that you noticed or that you gained like never before? Would you let us know? You can get in touch with Pastor Pete by going to onetoanotherradio.org and selecting the About tab. From there, click on Contact and send him a quick note of what you're learning from the Bible and what God's teaching you from these messages. Another way to connect with One to Another is in our podcast format. Gwen has more on that.
Does your lifestyle work best by listening to teachings through a podcast? It's no wonder, because then you don't have to worry about missing a single episode. Subscribing to the podcast allows you to go back and listen to past shows, as well as listen to a teaching again that really hit you in a personal way. Podcasts are also really easy to share with others, like friends or family, coworkers, or neighborhood acquaintances. There are easy opportunities to share the good news of Jesus with those you're around and for lives to be changed by the truth of God and His Word. So search in your favorite podcast platform and find One to Another Radio. Simply hit the follow or subscribe button and you're good to go. If you'd like to find out more info about the podcast or any other resources available to you, go to onetoanotherradio.org. Here's Phil as he wraps things up for us today.
Thanks for that information, Gwen. We've been excited to see the interest that our listeners have taken in this radio program. If you'd like for us to continue staying on the air, we'd love to have your continued support in prayer as well as in a financial way to further the ministry that's happening. Just go to onetoanotherradio.org to learn more about how to give. And if you're a first-time supporter this month, we'll send you a free gift. That's onetoanotherradio.org and find the Donate tab. If you'd like to get in touch with us over the phone, we'd be happy to talk to you. Our number is 830-769-3733. That number one more time is 830-769-3733. We're looking forward to what Pastor Pete plans to share with us next time as we continue on in this series. Come join us and be encouraged by what God's doing in your heart and life. We'll continue on this path that God's leading us on. Next time on One to Another.